Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Beijing, China. China will join Iran and Russia in military exercises as they try to replace the United States' influence in the Middle East. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to the broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, what do you know about Iran, Russia, and China to hold joint war games? And they say it's going to be a message to the world. What do you know about that?
Well, indeed, and that's been announced for some time. I am going to be watching this very carefully, Jimmy, to see if it actually takes place, because with the U.S. carrier battle group in the Persian Gulf, I would be a little surprised to see the Russians and the Chinese holding naval exercises with the Iranians across from that U.S. carrier battleground. But we'll see. So if these war games take place while the U.S. aircraft carrier is still in the Persian Gulf, that would be a tremendously dramatic escalation of tensions. My guess is the Russians and the Chinese are going to say, let's wait till the Americans leave.
But I understand that China is in a bid to try to replace the United States' influence in the Middle East. Is that pretty much on target?
They are, and they are making inroads in many different countries. They're working militarily. They're working economically. All of this is part of what they call the Belt and Road Initiative, but they are very definitely offering their money. They have a tremendous amount of cash, surplus cash, over $2 trillion from U.S. cash, because they've been ripping off the United States for all these years. So this is that U.S.-China trade imbalance. But they've got all of this cash built up, even though their economy has been suffering this year, and they're throwing it about in the Middle East to buy friends and allies, and yes, that's what's going on. The Chinese are trying to become a power in the Middle East in a way that they never have been able to before.
Ken Timmerman with the details behind the Iranian-Russian-Chinese military exercises and China's efforts to replace American influence in the Middle East. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Chinese efforts to replace America's influence in the Middle East is actually a page out of Bible prophecy. Remember, the United States is not mentioned in Bible prophecy. However, the prophetic scriptures do mention the largest nation in the world, and that, of course, is China. In Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12, it mentions the kings of the east, and that is referring to China and other Far Eastern nations at the end of the seven-year tribulation period. China will form the coalition of nations to go to Jerusalem and try to stop the return of Jesus Christ to the earth. That's Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 2. China will indeed replace the American influence in the Middle East. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...